Now let's talk about crossing the road. This week I found out about a rather interesting new invention that can help blind and partially sighted people, and anyone else who wants to use the technology, cross the road safely. That, of course, is the familiar sound of pedestrian crossings here in the UK. As a visually impaired person, these are absolute lifelines. Some people might want to take the chance and dive across a busy road, looking both ways all the while, but not me. I'd much rather take the longer walk and cross safely. However, while the whole concept of a pedestrian crossing seems pretty simple to most sighted people, the reality is that they can often pose risks of their own. If you're blind and walk up to a crossing, how would you know where the control box with the button to call the traffic to a halt is? I don't know about you, but I don't fancy feeling my way around a busy traffic intersection only to end up in front of an oncoming truck. Oh, that was close. Okay, so how do we overcome this problem? Well, that's where Gavin Neat comes in.
I was a guide dog mobility instructor for 18 years working for Guide Dogs for the Blind. And the job of the guide dog mobility instructor is to do the last bit of training with the guide dog and then match the dog with the person who has a visual impairment and then train them both together. Could be in a hotel, could be in the person's house. But at the end of that, you're then definitely working in the person's home area. And the more I was doing that, the more I was seeing the lives that people had outside of that nice, cozy, comfortable classroom environment. And I was seeing what they had to deal with on every single occasion they went left the front door after they had left working with me. And in seeing what they were having to deal with, it became so much more apparent to me that the way we had designed our cities, the way that we designed our solutions and our adaptations just didn't seem fit for purpose. So it got my inventing entrepreneurial brain thinking, and ultimately I came up with a couple of solutions that I thought could be really useful. But I think the underlining point here is that I based it on understanding the problem, not just really throwing a solution at a problem and hoping it stuck. So having an understanding and having spoken to all of my clients and talked to them about their problems, I really felt that I had a little bit of a head start in coming up with a proper solution.
Gavin and his team developed the Neat Box. It's an app for the smartphone that detects the control box, pushes the button, and tells you when it's safe to cross.
When I first started, people were turning up to train with their new guide dog, and they pretty much pulled out an Apple iPhone or an iPad or even like an Android phone, and they started playing around with that, and it just seemed, oh my goodness me, there's a way. If I can find a solution that involves the devices that people were using and increasingly were using, then I could actually find solutions. And we looked at the pedestrian crossing as a very simple idea at the very start, which was how do you press a button from a distance? Because finding the button and pressing it is a real nightmare if you can't find it, but also for people in a wheelchair being unable to reach it. So really all we did was we added in a button push and we kept it incredibly simple. We didn't want to overcomplicate anything. We just wanted to press a button. And so much more stemmed from that.
The app was created in conjunction with Edinburgh Council and works using special Neat beacons built onto the traffic lights, which are detected by the technology inside your smartphone. What's even better is you don't need Wi-Fi or even data to use the app. RNIB Connect radio presenter Alan Russell, aided by his faithful guide dog Troy, met up with Gavin to try out the app for himself.
Okay, Gavin, so Troy the guide dog is ready. The crossing is nearby, so what we'll do is we'll start Neatbox and we'll see if we can find a crossing. So I have the iPhone here with voiceover on. We have the Neatbox app on, and I'll just scroll down the screen.
Vibration. Start button. Start scanning for crossings.
Okay, so I'll tap the start button to start scanning.
Start. No crossings detected. Scanning for nearby crossings. Crossing detected.
Okay, so I'm going to walk towards a crossing. We'll get Troy to find the tactile. And without finding the post to press the button, we'll see how the software performs. Troy, forward. Straight on. Find a crossing. Good boy. Find a crossing.
Signal crossing. Ding. Crossing received signal. Wait for green man.
Okay, Troy, the guide dog, has found the crossing for me. We're standing on the tactile and Neatbox has recognised the traffic crossing. It's pressed the button for me and it's told me to wait for the green man. So we'll see how long that takes and then we'll see if... And that's the green man sounding. Let's go. Straight on. Sit. So there we go. We've crossed over the road safely. Gavin, can you just confirm with us, as you're the person with the eyes here, that when it started beeping, the green man was on?
It was indeed, and I can confirm you crossed over safely.
While the app would clearly benefit blind and partially sighted people greatly, Gavin insists it's an option for everyone. He says technology has come such a long way, which has allowed him and his team to make this happen.
I think we are currently at one of the most exciting times for entrepreneurship and invention that we have been at since the Industrial Revolution. The start of people using apps on mobile phones has meant that you really don't need as many specialist devices. If you go back 10, 15, 20 years, the person walking along the street could potentially be carrying 5 to 10 different pieces of kit that might help them. Whereas, of course, you can put that all into the mobile phone and it keeps it all simple. If you write an app to be simple, it's a simple app and you can make it so that the person can communicate with it very simply. And there are so many solutions, and it's understanding the problem that means that you can come up with a solution.
However, it's not the only way the company have been trying to improve life for disabled people. They've also developed the Tourism Neatbox, an app which was developed in association with Edinburgh City Council and uses the same type of technology that tells the traffic lights to turn to red and the pedestrian light to green. It allows tourists, disabled or otherwise, to access information about the street around them and find out important current and historical information. But they aren't stopping there. Gavin Neat says he wants to make their technology accessible to everyone.
What we wanted to do, I guess, is we wanted to maintain this feeling within the company that we were trying to make solutions that included people. We didn't want to say, here's something for you because you are disabled. Because what that does is it actually segregates people. It says, this is your solution. Nobody else can use this and it's for you. I was never interested in that. When I was part of Guide Dogs, as Guide Dogs pushed for me to do, was to be aware that what people wanted was to become part of mainstream society, or for mainstream society to actually realize they already were, but they just didn't have the adaptations to make sure that it was possible. And we did that with hard design by putting in ramps. Wheelchair users can go into a building now if it's been designed correctly and turn lights on, so their disability or their impairment doesn't affect them in the same way. So we were really keen. As our basic point for the company was that we found solutions that everybody could use, that they would be inclusive. And that's what we did with the tourist guide. We wanted to make it inclusive so everybody can use our tourist guides. So we moved on to looking at one of the massive problems that we had seen. And it was something that I was very aware of through my entire time of working for Guide Dogs. But since leaving, I became more acutely aware because it just never seemed to be improving. And it was that every couple of months, or even every month, you would get a newspaper article, and it would increasingly be on social media, where somebody had been refused entry or had received poor service at an outlet or a supermarket or a shopping center. And these amazing headlines would pop up like, guide dog owner refused entry because of dog. And then you look on social media and you have hundreds of people going, I'm never using that particular brand again. I'm never going to that venue again. And the more I looked at that, the more I realized that there was reasons behind this. This wasn't because that supermarket had a policy which said no guide dog owner is allowed in, because ultimately the following day, once the dust had settled, it was quite obvious that the, let's say, supermarket was just apologizing and saying, we won't allow this mistake to happen again. But invariably it did. 6 months later, it was going to happen again. And what we realized, and it was very acute, was that the people, the first responders, the people that you meet when you first walk through the door, the people at the customer services desk, they don't have all of the information they could possibly need when you're there. Now, if we just move away from purely visual impairment for a second, if we're talking autism, dyslexia, if we're talking Parkinson's, if you're talking somebody in a wheelchair, a mobility scooter, yeah, any person who has a disability, that customer service person representative, or indeed the security guard on the front door, has to be aware of how to work with those people. That is a really difficult thing to do. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to put that information into the customer services team's hand as the person walks through the door. And we came up with the Neatbox customer services app, which can do that, utilizing similar technology to what we had used before, and certainly using the person's mobile phone. The person downloads the app, they put in some basic details, they set the app running, it could be in the background, they walk through the door of a business that's using this app, and the customer service team instantly get a message to say this person has arrived and these are their requirements.
The customer service app can be configured to meet your own personal needs when you enter a shop or bank, for example. Gavin explains how it works in practice.
The information that we give initially is this is Alan's requirements for that day. And it could be anything from here's my shopping list to something that you wanted to remind them that you had a problem with before, which might be that there was an over-friendly member of staff who came over and went, oh, I love your dog. What a fantastic dog, which might be fine on some occasions, but not when you're just wanting to zip into the shop and back out again. So what we wanted to do was have the ability to put in that one little bit of information that was important to you on that visit. We have an information button that the person can press, which gives them an aid memoir as to how to deal with anybody who has a visual impairment in this example. So it might have right at the very top, always introduce yourself first. It would then have underneath something like, do not take the person's arm, but wait for the person to take your arm. So really simple stuff that means even if they haven't been given sighted guide training, they still know maybe five top tips as to how to approach you. The idea then is until they get this full training that we would really want them to have, and there's increasingly organizations out there like Guide Dogs for the Blind who will provide that kind of service. Once they get that kind of service, it's better. But we need that little aid memoir to say, at the very least, don't throw this person out of your store because they've got a dog. Dogs are allowed.
All of the apps mentioned are available in the Apple App Store and are completely accessible if using VoiceOver. For more information, visit neatbox.com. That's neatebox.com.